This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We have an amazing thought today. Before we begin, I want to remind everyone, coming up, we have very exciting programming. Bezus Hashem, the first ever Machon Magid Orkeia Yarchei Kala in Miami, March 3rd to March 5th. Please put it on your calendars. Also, the end of February, February 17th to the 22nd, we're going to be going in the footsteps of the Chida to Italy. Check out on our site how to make arrangements. Okay, I want to share with you for the very first time a thought from the Sefer Zerah Shimshain. The Zerah Shimshain has become a very popular Sefer because of the segulais that many say are associated with it. The Zerah Shimshain was written by Rabbeinu Shimshain Chaim ben Rav Nachman Michael Nachmeni. He was a Rav in Modena, where we're going to be visiting. He was a Rav in Pisa, where we're going to be visiting. He was a Rav in Reggio. And we, Be'ezus Hashem, will be going to his kever in the end of February. He comments on a pasuk in this week's parasha, Vayikach Amram es Yocheved doidosai. Amram took Yocheved, his aunt. Now that does not require much explanation. We all know what an aunt is. And yet Rashi adds a few words. Because if Yocheved was his aunt, Amram was the son of Kahas. So then, presumably, this woman was Kahas's sister. Or it could have been Amram's mother's sister. Either Amram's mother's sister or Amram's father's sister. So Rashi says she's the sister of Kahas. And Rashi says, now, if she's a sister of Kahas, obviously, she's the daughter of Levi. So Rashi says, Achos Avuhi, the sister of her father. Okay, maybe we need that comment. You would have thought Yocheved was a sister of Amram's mother. So Rashi says, no, it's the sister of her father. But the sister of Amram's father. Who's that? Achos Kahas. But Rashi adds two words, Bas Levi. The daughter of Levi. Why does Rashi have to add that she's the daughter of Levi? Like, what's Rashi getting at with this commentary? She's the sister of his father. She's the sister of Amram's father. Amram's father was Kahas. Kahas's father was Levi. So she's the sister of Kahas, the daughter of Levi. Says the Zerah Shimshain, it would appear pashut that the kavana of Rashi is to say that she's the sister of Kahas from Levi, but not from Kahas's mother. In other words, this Yocheved is Amram's aunt from his father, but they are brother and sister from the same father, Levi, not brother and sister from the same mother. And that's very important. Because Bnei Noach have relatives, have she'er, they have relationships only through a mother, not through a father. Bnei Noach are not mitzuveh on arayos from a father, they are mitzuveh on arayos from a mother. So Rashi goes out of his way to say Yocheved is the sister of Amram's father, the sister of Kahas, but the daughter of Levi, meaning Kahas and Yocheved were both the son and daughter of Levi. However, they were not both the son and daughter of the same mother. And that's why Amram was allowed to marry her. So the wording of Rashi, Bas Levi, is saying she's only the daughter of Levi. She's only a sister to Kahas because she's the daughter of Levi. But she's not the same daughter of Kahas's mother, meaning Kahas and Yocheved had different mothers, and that's how Amram could marry her. This is the secret of the wording of Rashi. Please join us tonight. Tonight we have an amazing shir at 8:30. The topic of tonight's shir is the Torah of Amram. The Torah of Amram. Really wonderful subject. Please join us at 8:30. Also, join us today at 5 p.m. for Tzipisa LeYeshua. 5 p.m. Tzipisa LeYeshua. Have a great day, everyone. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.